6. Listen to part of a lecture in a criminal law class.
As you know, the basic principle of the American juvenile justice system is that children are different from adults. And it follows that the way the justice system deals with children should reflect these differences. When the principle was established, it provided for the individualizing of treatment and services to vulnerable children. However, this system is under threat. Critics say it's not tough enough, and also it fails to rehabilitate children. And some of you may agree. After all, criminal statistics point to a steadily increasing problem of youngsters committing crimes. But my concern is that young offenders may start to be treated as adults. Before any reforms are made, a rational examination of the whole system needs to be undertaken. As I see it, there are three key areas of research. The first is accountability. Okay, so in other words, how are juveniles different from adults in their understanding of criminal behavior? How do we assess their responsibility? Secondly, we need to evaluate risk. Risk evaluation. So, this means, how can we determine the chances of a given youth committing a crime, and how can we use this information to prevent the crime in the first place? The third area of research is susceptibility. We need to know how susceptible young people are to change. Can we assess a child's or a young person's likelihood of changing behavior or of responding to treatment? So, to repeat, accountability, risk evaluation, and susceptibility to change. These three key areas of research should be based on a thorough understanding of child and adolescent development. We need experts from all relevant fields, as well as input from the general public. More needs to be learned about the origins, development, prevention, and treatment of juvenile crime. And that knowledge has to be spread among professionals and the community. In this way, eventual reforms of the system may really be able to tackle the growing problem.
Using specific information from the lecture, explain the professor's concern about changing the justice system and what needs to be done before reforms are made.